it's like, you're going to fail if you're not one niche. And I'm like, well, how selfish is that? Because he gave me all these gifts. So if he gave me a gift to be funny and corny, sometimes kind of cringy, and then also be able to speak to people from the heart and meet them right where they're at when they need it the most, why am I going to hold that back? I'm going to pour into your cup however I receive it.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Trevor Talks. I'm your host, Trevor Tyson, and I'm so stoked that you've taken time out of your day to join us for this incredible episode. We haven't recorded it yet. We're doing all this in one take, but I already know that there's going to be something in here for just about everybody. And if there's nothing in here for you, maybe it's not the podcast for you. Go listen to something else. Just kidding. Stick around. This is going to be fun. But before we get started, I just want to give a shout out to Life Audio and thank them for supporting the show. And I also want to encourage you to go check out the podcast that they have on their network at lifeaudio.com. So again, go find your next favorite podcast at lifeaudio.com. Today's guest has been a long time coming. I've been following the dude for years, and I'm just stoked that we're able to have a conversation. He's a father and a husband, first of all. But secondly, he's one of the funniest dudes I know, funniest dudes on the internet, on the planet. I love following this guy. He is also a comedic actor, a speaker, an influencer, and a ton of other things. Y'all are not ready for this dude. Please help me welcome Mr. Kevin Lawson. Bro, we made it, and it's
What's
happening.
What's up, man? It's about time.
Come on. Dude, I know.
I've been begging to get on your show forever. Finally made some time for me. Thank you.
Dude, I'm just happy that we're able to do it in this time because I feel like it's the right time. And it's not that we would have done it too early or too late or whatever, but I don't know. It just feels good to be here having this conversation in this moment right now. So thank you for taking time out of your day to do it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Dude, of course. And it's wild. We've known of each other for years, as I've kind of already hit on, but we're finally able to come together and spread what I believe is going to be a lot of hope and encouragement for people out there. But just to start off, to give people some context on who you are from your own mouth, who the heck is Kevin Lawson?
I'm a nobody trying to tell the world about somebody. I'm sorry. You teed it up pretty good. So, but no,
you.
Seriously, I'm just a guy from the Midwest, from the Glove State, Michigan. Just a regular dude that picked up a phone and an app and let God take over. And I still don't know what the heck I'm doing, or whatever this is, but, I'm nobody special.
You are somebody special and you're humble and I love that. But like, just to give people some context, like you've got millions of followers on TikTok, hundreds of thousands on Instagram, like just overall, you've been able to reach so many people. And in a lot of the interviews you've done, that seems to be like the topic of discussion because people are like, how did this guy do it? I have such insight. Not on you specifically, but from people that have these platforms, nobody really knows what they're doing. They just kind of hit a nerve and hit some emotions with people and it clicks and people appreciate it and they gather towards it. Yeah. Does that sound about right with you?
Yeah, it sounds exactly right. Nail on the head for sure.
Can we hire you to do this for us? No, probably not. You know, like, I don't know what to do for you.
I don't know. I'm not a professional. Like, it's God-given and you just kind of flow with it.
Yeah. And like I said, man, you're a comedic actor, you're influencer. You've got a lot to say, but let's start off with who you are, like, right now. Comedic actor, influencer, doing all of these things that are encouraging people on a daily basis. And whether you know it or not, it's a form of suicide prevention. You're helping people overcome the hardships that they go through when they're scrolling through TikTok or Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, whatever it may be during the day, whether they're at work, sitting on the toilet, sitting on their couch, driving. I don't judge people for where they consume content. They're consuming the content and they're finding inspiration in what you do. So where did this whole journey of this aspect of life start for you? And why do you feel as if people are relating so much with it?
Well, I mean, it came to a point where I recognized the gifts that God gave me. I think that's where it started. And that was 2 years ago. I was in the corporate world and climbing the corporate ladder. And my whole life, just as like I think most people, is, you know, the society sets it up for you as this is what you should be and go for. And, you know, that's what I was doing later in my life, because earlier in my life I was a punk kid. But as I was climbing this corporate ladder and I was chasing this money, I've always heard God. And when I say heard, I don't mean an audible voice. I mean, he's pinpricked to the spirit, where he's saying, "It's use the gifts I gave you. What are you doing? What are you doing?" And then just ignore it, because whether it's fear, anxiety of getting out of the boat and Peter moment, if you call it. And 2020 came, a virus came in 2020, right? And the coronavirus, and I was, we'll just say I was the red meat on the salary. So I was let go. They didn't say that was the reason, but that was probably the reason they used it. But let go. I ended up finding another job in the corporate world, and it was actually paying more money. I picked up the phone. Get this. When I lost the job, I prayed, said, you know, what are you doing? And I heard God tell me, now is the time. And, you know, leave it up to him to say, when you have nobody coming in to say, now is the time. Right. And it's like, so I'm like, I heard that wrong. Right. So I searching, I found a job. And I remember I getting the job. I did the interview. I got the job, called my wife on the phone. I'm like, babe, I got a job and it pays more than the other one. Isn't this just so great? My wife, who is a believer, but is not an outright. She'll talk to you, sit down and talk to you about God for an hour. This is not the type of person. She's not, you know? And she was like, isn't it time? Trevor, when I tell you chills, like numbness through my whole body, she repeated what God told me when it first happened. She said, isn't it time? And I have time for what? Time for you to use the gifts that God gave you. This is coming from my wife. And I was like, and I'm like, babe, no, it's not. We got stuff on the credit card. This is not the time, right? But again, so it's like I can't ignore God. He's basically pushing me into it. So I picked up an app and a phone, and I didn't know where it was going to go. I didn't know what to do, really. You had 60 seconds to do something, right? So that's when I started recognizing my gifts that God gave me. And actually portraying them as a gift instead of I don't know, some dream I may have. And and use those gifts to gift back to him by lifting other people up. And so that's what I did, is I start talking into my phone. And I know you say you don't want to talk to, like, concentrate, focus so much on the viral part. But the one viral video, and because it's important, faith will make you look stupid. I'm just going to say that again. Faith, if you're sitting out there right now and you're wondering about what you're going to do, whatever your calling is, and you're fearful of what it's going to make you look like to the people around you or your loved ones or whatever it is, just listen to me. Faith is going to make you look stupid until it starts to rain, right? Just ask Noah, right? So I picked up my phone one Sunday morning, and I've told this story before, but it's so worth telling again, is I picked up my phone. I told my wife, it's like, babe, I got to go find a stretched road to sit in. And I got to talk into my phone. My wife, Trevor, when I tell you, she looked at me like she was going to commit me. Right. And she's like, okay. I was like, where are my truck's keys? She gave me the truck keys. And so I did. I got my truck. I drove until the good Lord kind of hit me to stop, pick the road, cars coming. I'm like, you're going to do something. And as soon as you just step out of the truck, as soon as I step out of the truck, no traffic's not there. I know this is very, like, this is actually how it unfolded. This is not hyperbole. I'm not over exaggerating. No more traffic. I sit down, put my camera on the stand. Nothing scripted. I hit record on an app called TikTok. And I started speaking from the heart. And it was a simple message of don't quit. And it was, I didn't share any scripture. I didn't share, it wasn't this like wordsmith, like analogy or anything like that. It was nothing super intellectual, nothing. It was a simple message of don't quit. I recorded it, put my camera in, I posted. And the next thing you know, just bing, 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 just notifications are going crazy. And That was the first rest stop video. And I think it's, I don't know, like 25 million views at this point right now. But it was the first rest stop video. And then when I tell you, it touched so many people. Like, God used it to touch. And, like, I'm not exaggerating. Little kids duetting this video to 90-year-old grandparents duetting it. And not just duetting it, just, like, crying and understanding and saying thank you. And Muslims, atheists, gay or straight, rich or poor, black or – it didn't matter. It affected everybody. And I said, I'm not religious – but somehow this really helped me. And at first I didn't believe it until I'm going to try to get through this one. There's a comment that came in, and I know this is going to speak to you, is this kid said message and said, I was this saved me. And I was like, you know, video's not going to save anybody, you know. And I kept reading, and he said, and the comments on there, this video just saved me. I was just about, I picked up my phone to text my mom goodbye. And TikTok was the last app I had open, and somehow your video popped up. And it stopped me dead in my tracks. I didn't end up texting my mom, and I got some help. And I just want to say, you know, thank you. And I knew, I didn't really know, but I knew I had the power of what God can do with a whole lot with very little, even a 60-second video. And it, which also made me even more nervous about what that is and how you wield it. And, but it was just, it made me understood that, like, I'm on the right path, whatever this is. And so I just continued and posting between comedy and motivational stuff. That's another thing people will tell you once you get in this business, you only can be one thing, right? You can only be a comedic, or you can only be motivational. I actually had big name people tell me, I've actually had big companies that was going to pay me 106 figures if I would just stop talking about God. And just do they would allow me to be their ambassador. Like, it's like, you're going to fail if you're not one niche. And I'm like, well, how selfish is that? Because he gave me all these gifts. So if he gave me a gift to be funny and corny, sometimes kind of cringy, and then also be able to speak to people from the heart and meet them right where they're at when they need it the most, why am I going to hold that back? I'm going to pour into your cup however I receive it. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the short story of it, like, and how this kind of came into fold and why I'm doing what I'm doing today, whatever the heck that is. I don't know what it is.
And one of the things that I've known about you, even before actually meeting you, is this is not at all whatsoever strategic. Mm. In, like, building a platform. This is not you trying to be famous. Mm-hmm. This is you being you, and people appreciate that. Yeah. You have been gifted with being an artist, being a creator, being, I would even dare to say, like, God's gifted you with a genius aspect of you to be able to communicate with people. And I'm not saying, like, Albert Einstein or anything, like, or Kevin Lawson. Yeah, like, I'm not the smartest cookie in the oven either, you know? So it comes down to, like, this is you being you and communicating the only way you know how. And I appreciate that about you so much. And one of the things that I really want to talk about is the moment that you had with your wife is so encouraging for me to hear, because it's like, I have friends who are actively leaving their jobs that pay their bills and stuff to pursue their God calling on their life, and their wives are not happy about it right now. They're not. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know how to console you or like, I'm not married. I don't have kids. I don't have thing like responsibilities like that. I'm single with my mortgage. Like that's the responsibility. Like I don't have a wife to, talk about all this stuff with. Yeah. So I don't get that responsibility yet. You can't until you're in that situation.
It's harder to get out the boat when you're in that, when you have that responsibility, right?
Yeah. And for her to be so supportive is amazing.
Like I didn't expect, obviously I didn't expect it. And not that she was never not supportive. She's always been a very supportive person. Me and my wife have been together since I was 15 and she was 16. Okay.
And that's one thing I want to touch on. Like y'all stopped chasing perfection and started chasing like you, like what God has for you guys. So I want to talk about that because that all in itself is a whole message for people to just be like, man, some people don't want to go home to their spouse right now, just being honest. Like, and some people want to go home to their spouse. A lot of people don't. You've been through that ringer of like, I don't know, maybe I took the wrong route. Maybe route 66 wasn't for me and I need to hit up 64 or 65, you know? So what was that journey like with you and your wife?
First off, if I could give any advice, coming from one who was not an expert in any, I have no certificates hanging on my wall that I'm claiming to be anything, but just life experience, is don't be in a rush. Please don't be in a rush. You don't figure out who you are until later in life. And trying to do that early and trying to make that work with somebody is really hard to do that. And especially in this day and age that we live in. So like I always like to say, getting married won't save you. And being single won't kill you. Okay. So don't be in a rush with it. Instead of people always say, like, I always get questions on our Monday morning coffee talks and people say, hey, Kev, I've been praying for that special someone. I want something like you got. And, I go, so, okay, just make sure that you allow God to bring it to you. Instead, a lot of people, they'll pray and they'll try to take out of God's hands and they'll go out into the world and get on every dating website, go to the bars, go to the everything, and they're trying to take it out of God's hand. Instead of taking that energy and pouring it into all that, just pour it into yourself and making yourself better, because a better you will make everything else better. So, but anyway, so that's number one focus. Number two is my wife. I was 15, she was 16. And I was a
dating older women, let's go.
She's a cougar. but so like I was a punk kid who ran around with the gangbangers, and at that age I started really early. And she was from the other side of the railroad tracks. She grew up in uppity Grosse Pointe is what we call it here, and I grew up on the other side. We actually met. We used to cruise the street called Gratiot, and you either go, there's two things: you go out there to fight, or you go out there to pick up girls, or girls picking up guys. So that's kind of how we fought. We met each other after I just got in a big fight on Gratiot. It was like a brawl that was like, anyways, but like, so she was cleaning my nose, and that was like the first connection that we had. My nose was bloody from the fight. And so it was really good. It was like, it was love at first sight. I know that's cliche and it's really hard to come by and understand. But it's something we knew. That doesn't mean that it wasn't hard. Right. It was when you're growing as you're adolescent, there's a lot of things that change with you physically, mentally. And so the challenge to hold all that together is a big burden. And especially as you're growing yourself, like I said, and we came to the point that we got married and we'll be married 20 years come this June. But we got married, and I'll be honest, like at least like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we came to a point where we were roommates, right? It wasn't really a husband and wife thing anymore. We were roommates. We paid the bills together. That was it. And it was just like, man, this is, you know, so you start second guessing everything. I even threatened to leave, and not over anything in particular. It's not like she did anything or I did anything. No, nobody cheated on each other. Nobody, you know, there wasn't this big egregious thing that someone or the other person did. It was just, we started growing apart, because then I figured out is we started expecting things of each other that we weren't. And I still remember to this day, I picked up the phone. I still have the text. It was right after we had an argument, and she went to work. I was home office at the time. I said, babe, I don't know where we went wrong. I don't know how we got here. But I prayed about it, and if we give up on anything, let it not be us, but let it be perfection. We're trying to transform each. It's always good to help people grow. But what we were doing is we were trying to change us from the very people that we fell in love with each other for in the first place. And so it wasn't smooth sailing after that. It took work, but that's what marriage is. It's work. If you think it's not work, you're fooling yourself. You're going to have ups and downs, but the perfection part is, and I know people hear it all the time, like it's a cliche. It is a cliche, but it's so real. If you can just let go of trying to be perfect in all that you do, especially your relationship, there is freedom on the other side of perfection. I promise you.
That's so good. And I mean, I could just hit stop recording after that. But there's so many golden nuggets in your story and this journey that you've been on. That you're calling, it's your life, man. Like, even making videos with your daughter, like, that stuff makes everybody that sees it smile.
She's
like,
a real star. When y'all are, she's a real star. Yeah.
She is. Not I'm me. Being honest with you. Like, I don't know why.
I'm just riding on her coattail.
She's the goat. Yeah. Exactly. But you're able to spend that quality time together and encourage people together. And that's most people's dream is like, man, I'd love to do something with my kids. Do you think God's given her the same gifts that he's given you, if not better? And do you think she'll be the next communicator in the house?
I don't know. Like, she is a little bit of a wife of my wife and her and me in her. So like, I'm the extrovert. I'm an introverted in a lot of ways. Trust me. There are some times where I need to go be by myself. Like, I think I had one of those personality tests, and it was during a corporate event where they took us and everybody got it. And he looked at me and said, I don't know what the hell you are. And because it was like I was so all over the map. But my wife is very she's introverted. She'll be extroverted once she gets to know you. Right. She's a forensic science person. So she works in a lab with dead people. Right. So like you're a crime scene investigator. So see, that's what her world is. And so I got to be more careful because a woman knows how to get rid of me. This is the real reason why, like, I'm really nice to my wife. It's because I don't want to end up dead and never found. So
this is why you were doing this interview right now, to shine a light on that. So that's people right. know if Kevin Lawson ends up dead and it seems like it was just that's natural right. causes or a car wreck or something. Miss Lawson, we
check
know
under the
we
house.
Know the secret.
Check the
it is out
in the backyard. Just check the pond in the backyard.
I mean, check the coroner's office. She's probably got the key, bro. Like, I don't know.
It's a wrong toe tag.
It's some stuff. It's like, yeah. Jesus, fix it. Come on, man.
So like, yeah. So it's just like, yeah, my daughter, like, that's always kind of been our bond. Even before we had this to do it on, we always made these little videos since she was little. And see, you want to talk about my daughter. You want me to cry on a podcast. So my daughter is
something buy you some flowers.
okay, so yeah, Corey Asbury. Okay. So somebody who else who has been attacked in the Christian community because of one of his songs, which I don't understand. It's a conversation for another moment. But he has this unreleased song that's called My Inheritance. Okay. And if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. And it basically talks about his relationship with his father. And man, when I heard this song, Trev, I broke down. And it's because it just basically points out, it's like this whole time is that my father was absent in my life. And it just, for no reason, not that he passed away or that he's in jail, whatever they, it was just because he made a choice, right? So that's what I had to grow up with. And the only thing I got from him was his name. And I didn't understand it fully and finally come to a place, and this song kind of tied it in, is what I got something huge from him. the biggest thing I could ever get, the purpose in my pain that I had to go through growing up without a dad, was the inheritance from him, was to be the father I never had. Right? And that was the purpose in my pain, is for her, for my daughter. I didn't know it at the time, but my inheritance was that. That's what I got. I didn't get money. I didn't get a loving father. I was there every single day. My inheritance was to be something that he wasn't. And it was instilled in me that that's the way I was going to be. And so benefit to my daughter. Not that I'm perfect. You know, we're never perfect in it. But it's just like, and if there's anybody out there right now that's trying to understand like why you're struggling or why you're walking through the valley that you're in, hopefully, just hold on, because eventually you find your purpose in your pain. And it's sometimes, I know it seems selfish or unfair, like you, it's like, why in the hell do you have to go through this? But it's probably because it's going to be for somebody you don't even know. Like down the road, your story, your valley travels are going to save somebody else's life. We just need to make sure that when we get to the mountaintop, we reach down and lift others up to see the view. That's our job when we get there. But there is purpose in pain. I know it's hard to get there. And it's like sometimes people just want to tell you, shut up, because I'm going through it right now. I don't want to hear it. But I promise you, eventually, if you just keep going, you keep walking that valley, you hit your mountaintop and you'll understand once you get there.
Yeah, and it's all goes back to walking in faith. And that looks so different for so many people. Like, walking in faith sometimes looks like recording a podcast episode with a fake fire behind you. Walking in faith sometimes looks like, oh, I am going to record even though... It's not fake, man.
No.
Oh, is that real? I'm just kidding. No, but like, it sometimes looks like right now, like, I don't... The lighting that I've been using isn't working with the camera. So like I look super white in this, but we're still going to record and we're still going to make stuff, because that's not important to me. I don't care about looking a professional doing something. What is a professional? It's somebody that is actively doing something in that field. Therefore, I don't care if you have two listeners on something that you do every single day. If you're doing it every day and you are doing it exactly the way you want to do,
but,
that's professional. Can somebody tell you any other way?
And, but here's the thing is like I would also speak, like there's some people that get up and say, I don't care about the views, right? Or I don't care about the followers. And my answer is always shut up, because yes, you do. I'm just being honest. Like I do, because this is the platform God gave me, and I should care about the people that follow me, every single one of them. And not so much the number, I understand, but like, you're not posting a video on social media if you had not one follower or nobody watching it. You're gonna quit. I'm just being honest. But at the end of the day, it's not about the volume. It's about the engagement. And that's why I try to do my best, is be engaged. So like, Trev, when you message me on a post or a DM and you say, will you pray for me? And I respond and I say, yeah, I got you. I'm going to lift you up tonight. You know, I am actually praying for you. It's not just lip service. Like that's, I'm actually doing that. There's no way my guilt would not allow me not to pray. It may be a bad way of putting it, but nevertheless, it's about the engagement with the people. Cause at the end of the day, these people that follow me, I always like to say they're confirmations. So, I think it's like over 6 million confirmations, right? And it's because of this audience. Gosh, they helped me so much in keeping me going that they don't even realize. And I'm not saying that to get people to follow me or get brownie points. This is God's honest truth. I talked about this the other day, and you just tell me to shut up if I talk too much, because this happens all the time. I was on a live, and I woke up that Monday morning. I was like, I was full of doubt. Like, what the hell are you doing, Kevin? Like, who do you think you are? I had the enemy coming in hard. And I opened up, I go into the DMs on Instagram, and I had two messages that popped up. And I opened up one and said, 3 years ago, or 2 months ago, your video saved me, and I just want to say thank you. It's a short message. Okay. And then the very next one was 3 years ago. I'm sorry, the first one was 3 months ago. The other one was two years ago. I watched your rest stop video, and it saved my life. And I was in a really dark place, and I went through this kind of reasons why and where they were at and where they came to. And I didn't realize until I was on the live telling the people about it, but it was 23. I know, you know, coincidence, I don't care, call whatever you want, but it was 2 months and three years, 2 months. I took it as 23, 2023. And what God gave to me in the very beginning of this year, my prayer was, I'm going to stop closing the doors that you open. I'm going to stop trying to open doors that you close. I'm going to have no more fear with this. What you give to me, I'm getting up and I'm moving my feet. I'm walking in it. No more fear. Let your light shine. That was my prayer. 2023 is the year. And that was just God's clever way, bro. It's going, see, I got you. Let go of that doubt. Let go of that fear. Don't let the enemy in. Just let me in. Continue to give me permission over every situation. And we're gonna show up and show out. So this is the year, 2023. And look, I'm already showing up. I'm on your podcast, bro. It's already happening.
Let's go, man. And I want to touch on this rest stop thing because it's a reoccurring theme and it's really hitting home for me personally. Where did that start? Why is it a thing? Yeah, and what does it mean to you?
It was in that video we talked about earlier where I sat down in the middle of the road and the words fell out of my mouth. Like at the end of the video, like I didn't rehearse it or anything. And it was just, I was like, in fact, you know what? This is just a rest stop. So you rest, but don't you quit. And I'll see you at the next rest stop. Mm-hmm. I didn't plan on doing a second video. And then the response, and that's kind of where it was born, where the seed, the mustard seed of faith was planted. And it just all kind of made sense is because we live in a world that is constantly pushing this false sense of urgency on us and that we have to be busy all the time. You look at like people that don't really even know their kids because they have their kids in sports. Every sport there is, they're never home. The time that they spend with kids, they're driving to another event, whatever. They never actually take the time to rest. And I think it's so important spiritually, mentally, physically, all of it. I know people have heard this, but gosh, it's so important to take a minute and take a breath, a time to reflect and fill your cup. Because otherwise you're just going to run down the road with your head down and run into drama after drama. And you're just wondering why you're not getting anywhere. But that's where the rest stop is. That's what we do on the road, right? We stop, we rest so we can recharge our batteries. And that's what the message is all about. Just say, hey, let's take a breath for a minute. Let's reflect for a second. But don't quit. You don't get to stay here. So that's it.
Dude, so good.
Even Jesus rested, right?
I know 100%. And I know my audience knows, like, I'm walking through that now. Like, I went so hard for years and years and years, and all these people around me, Trevor, rest, rest. Like, you're going too hard. You're going to hit a wall. Well, I finally hit that wall September of 2022 and, actively learning. I'm 25 and I'm like, oh, like I remember being 19 or something like that and seeing this girl on YouTube. Her name's Sunny Leonarduzzi. She's like a entrepreneur business mind and she coaches people. And she was like, made a video like I went to the ER or something like that. And it was from exhaustion and overworking herself. I laughed. I was like, I'd never do that. Well, I did it finally. Took a few years to catch up, but so many people are out there going through the same thing and I feel less alone in it. And I actually feel like I was blessed with the opportunity to hurt in that way to the point where I just wanted to die. Like, had no food or liquid in me. Like, looked like an old man, couldn't stand up straight, was curled up in a, like, they put me in a wheelchair in the hospital, and I'm just curled up, dude. Like, it was bad. A ton of IV bags and EKGs and x-rays, CAT scans, all of it. And it's like, you're too young for this, bro. Like, yeah, you're going to have a heart attack. And it's not that I meant to do it, but it's what happened. And that was my rest stop. Yeah. And when I got out, I was like, man, I got to take better care of myself. I got to love the body that God's given me, or I'm going to end up in the same boat. People have too much access to me on a daily basis on, like, me just making myself too available to, like, trying to help and do everything.
Yeah.
You can't do that. And there's a reason why there's, like, businesses and paywalls behind things, because you have to prioritize what's important for your business, what's important for your family, what's important for your calling. And man, like, I was so arrogant and so, so, like, not listening to anybody around me telling me this stuff. And it finally hit me, and they're like, well, and none of them said, I told you so. Yeah. Praise God, yeah. But they deserve to. But I see God's grace all over that. And the message that you're putting out is so needed. And I appreciate that, man.
Sharing that, though. And it's just, it's okay to exist just as it exists for a minute, just not do nothing. Like, that's all right. I'm not saying using this excuse to be lazy. Don't be lazy. But it's all right to just take a day, whatever that means to you. Take 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes out of your day, whatever it is. Take a minute to just exist for the moment. It's all right. Like, you don't have to. I think a lot of it, though, Trev, is just, especially in the world we live in now, is everybody looking at everybody else. And you see what people put online. And you're like, you're chalking your life up to that. You're going through your checklist. But I forget what preacher said it, but it's like, you don't, I think it was T.D. Jakes.
T.D. Jakes.
And it was like, somebody else's mail is not your mail. Right? God has that mail for them, not you. Worry about your own mailbox. Because that's where you're going to find rest. That's where you're going to find peace. Too many people compare and they lose themselves, their uniqueness and who they are, trying to live out somebody else's calling or whatever the case may be. And I think that's what, like, I think that's why I connect with you is because we're always trying to, not that we have it down perfectly, right? We like you just said, you're growing, I'm growing, but it just recognize, hey, this is me right now. Right. Cause I know that God loves, and you inspired a post, a rest stop, by the way. I just want to give you the credits on this. Is you posted, I think it was like last year. I don't know. Was it this year? I can't remember. But it was just a small quote where you said, God loves you. You right now, you. Not some past version of you. Not somebody who is all cleaned up down the road, you type of thing. I think I'm destroying it, but and that inspired, godly inspired a rest stop where all I did is I walked up to the camera and just said exactly, I love you. I don't love some past version of you. I don't love some all future cleaned up. I love today's you, the you right now, you on this stretch of road, you. And I gave the camera a hug. And then so see you at the next rest stop. And man, did it touch so many people. So you didn't even know it, but you inspired that one.
What a world. You never know what those little bits and pieces that drop into your brain, divinely inspired, are going to touch people. Yeah. And from my case, sometimes those things that are divinely inspired from me, like that are sent to me or for me, and I'm too blind to see it. Cause that same post inspired me. And it's like, I didn't know, but the blessing is usually from your face. Like, that's crazy.
But we're too busy. I like to think of it as like, there's a verse in the Bible. I think it's in Ezekiel. It talks about, breathe into these dry bones. Like God speak, breathe into these dry bones. I'm destroying it, but, Basically, in the context of it, it's like you're suffocating today because you're trying to take a breath of yesterday's air, right? You're trying to relive your past, or you're suffocating because you're trying to catch a breath that's not even here yet because you're worried about the future. Let God breathe into your situation today. Be present with him today. Let him breathe into life, into your dry bones today. Be present. And sometimes it's hard as hell to do that. Sometimes it's hard to muster that, but you know, you got to pick up your cross daily. So.
Yeah, man, this has been refreshing. It's, and I say this a lot because it's true. Like doing this show or whatever you want to call it is just, it's therapeutic for me. And I pray it translates to other people in that way. And to really end this out, man, what are some of the resources that you like to give to people when they're going through a hard time, or maybe they need some guidance on some things? Are there certain nonprofits, resources, pages that you send people to get some extra help?
I don't do much. I mean, there's 988. I use that a lot. See, I'm a big fan of telling people it's okay to have a psychologist, telling people, especially in the Christian community, some people, Christians, get it wrong. It's like they say, you know, you just, you know, you're not as faithful if you use X, Y. Like, no, God put those people there for a reason, right? It's like God blessed people with certain talents to help you. Whether you're going through addiction, there's, you know, there's programs for that, all that stuff. And it's okay to use those things that God gave you. The psychologists, the people there, the 988s, the all that. So that's my advice, is like, and if they ask, where can I find this? I will, which is cool. Like you said, you research yourself, because sometimes I listen, I'm not a professional. I don't know the answers to all this stuff. And I'm never acting like I do know the answers. But at the end of the day, if God lights a light and wants me to guide it a little bit, I'll do that. But I'm just me, bro. I'm just trying to be out here and be a bridge in the gap. And whether that's bringing you a laugh, a cringe, something motivational, then I've done my job. And hopefully I can continue to do that job. I'm blessed to have the platform that I have.
Well, I'm blessed to have an episode that'll hopefully make people cringe with Kevin Lawson. So this has been refreshing, man. I appreciate you taking time to do this again. And for everyone that's listening, be sure to check out the links in the description below that we're going to have down there for Kevin, for all his social media, website, all that good stuff, merch store. And if you're struggling, whether you're listening to this the day it comes out or years down the line, there's so much Amen. To live for. There's so many reasons to choose to live today. And if you need more encouragement than we're offering you right now, my friends in the band Disciple just put out a song called Promise to Live, and the campaign behind it's beautiful. I want to encourage y'all to go check that out. And then if you need some extra help, someone to talk to, be sure to go check out our friends at Heart Support, Death to Life, Beneath the Skin, To Write Love on Our Arms, and even the Suicide Hotline. We love you so much. There's so many reasons to live, and I pray that never gets repetitive, because it's true. I've been in those situations where it's hard to see a silver lining in things, and I know what that's like. And just know that there's always a reason to live, truly, and that God loves you so much.
Things can't get better if you quit. Can't get better if you quit.
Exactly. So keep on fighting through. There's a purpose for your life. Everything in life may not make sense right now. In fact, not everything's going to happen for a reason, but God can use all things to work together for his good. So trust in that. And we're going to end it with that. I love you guys so much, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.